Okay, lambs, and welcome back to the Obsessed Podcast on the 11th day of Mariamus. The Obsessed Podcast gave to you our top three best bits from Christmas 2023.
Okay, so this year and this Christmas has been so fun and so festive for us. And I feel like I don't want to come across this fake, because basically my top three moment and Garrett's top three moments happen to be very similar, if not the exact same. So should we just say what they were?
Yes, let's go with our number three.
Okay. So our number three moment of this Christmas season was the Mariah Carey Barbie doll.
Yeah. And I think I can speak for both of us. It was just something that was really anticipated. It was something we... Not that we didn't know we needed. I feel like we've been like, not that we've been like pining, but I think we kind of felt like it was something that we, that was deserved for her and deserved for us. And then when it was sort of like leaked, we were a bit like, okay. But I mean, you kind of knew you were already going to get it. I didn't really know until I saw the finished version, which is very similar to what was leaked. And so I just thought, you know what? Now it's a real thing. I want one. So it was a long time coming for any lamb. Doesn't matter how long you've been a lamb, any lamb wanted this.
And if you have been listening to this season, you know that this has been the year of the Barbie doll for me. You know, as soon as I heard rumors of this happening, I was going to get this doll no matter what she was looking like. And I'm so grateful for her. I'm so grateful we both got two. And yeah, she's so gorgeous. She's better than I ever could have even hoped for. She looks way better in person. So if anybody still doesn't like her, you're missing out.
Try and get one and then see how you feel. You can always sell it later on. Just don't open it. Just have a look and see. And so our number two moment has to be the 12 days of Christmas. And that sounds a little bit narcissistic from us, but like it really gave us a chance to really cover a lot of elements in a short space of time. Even though there's been some bumps along the way over these 12 days, like obviously editing and getting it all out to you guys on time has been a bit, not too much of a mission, but it's been like...
Having to re-record this.
re-record, yeah. It's been like, there's been a couple of things where time-wise with jobs and personal lives, it's been a little bit conflicting, but, you know, it's actually quite strangely fell into place.
But every Christmas season... It gets so busy and we get so swept up in the grandeur of everything that's going on that we barely get enough time to talk about all the Christmas stuff that we want.
Yeah.
And through the 12 days of Christmas this year, I really feel like we got to talk about so many different things that we normally don't get to talk about, because we make a plan, stuff starts happening, things happen, and then boom, like the plan gets messed up or foiled or whatever. But this year, I feel like we really... Or put on the back burner, yes. And this year, I feel like our 12 days of Christmas, I feel like it went along with this Christmas moment. And it just, like Garrett said, you know, we're not trying to be narcissistic or anything, but I do feel like us doing the 12 days of Christmas helped me become more excited and festive for this Christmas season. So it was a major part of what kept me going.
Yeah, we covered so much and it was nice. It was nice to cater to what we wanted to talk about as well as what was going on. So that was a really nice thing to deliver for you guys. I'm really interested to actually get through as well. So with all that, what is our number one?
So I knew that this had to be my number one moment because for obvious reasons, but I was so surprised that you said that this was actually your number one moment too. And it just made me, it made my heart so warm, because the reaction to this moment and everything that came was just so, it felt like I was like being reintroduced into the family for the first time. It felt like you're here, you're a lamb, and we see you and all of this. And it felt like just a huge moment for me. And that was when Mariah signed my vinyl in Detroit.
Mine has to be the same. And I feel like it's because it's that kind of like, I don't know if this is the correct way of saying it, but like the golden handshake a little bit. It was almost like it was that faith restored in Christmas, faith restored with Mariah at Christmas, because obviously we know on the Obsessed podcast, we've been longing for so many things from Mariah at Christmas, as well as like just generally in music. Obviously we've been longing for a new album. We've been longing for like more tour dates across the world, especially for like Christmas shows. Obviously, if there's a regular album, then a world tour, you know, lots of different things. And I didn't even think we were going to get the Doll over here in the UK. So over the years, there's been some really strange moments, like the McDonald's stuff. It's just like, why is she doing this and everything? So, you know, we've been quite outspoken here and there with things we like and things we don't like. So I really do feel that like this kind of restored that in you. And it was good because we went back to the basics, like I've said before, with the music, and we had a proper show. You didn't have to like ambush her outside a store or any regular public appearance. This was like a proper everything that Mariah is about, you know, like, and you didn't go to her home, which a lot of people do, and that's okay too, you know, she's very welcoming, but like you did it from
and you know audience. I did that last year, so
yeah, and you did this from the audience, and there was like God knows how many people in that audience, and you were like waving your vinyl. She asked if she wanted to sign, if you wanted her to sign it, she signed it, and you got it back. It's the perfect Christmas gift from her, I think.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I'm always going to have like that moment at Christmas, you know, like it's the Butterfly album is my favorite album, but it was a Christmas moment. And it's a huge thing for me. This was like the first time she talked to me, first time she interacted, anything. This was like my first moment with her, really. So
yeah.
It's crazy, crazy to think that this happened. And do you remember, I said in the beginning of this season, I said that this was going to be my favorite season. And yeah. Then both you and whoever was here were both like, oh my gosh, don't jinx it. And
yeah.
I know this season got a little bit, you know,
tumultuous.
Hectic. Yes, yeah. Tumultuous, darling. But I really do think that I was manifesting my favorite season. And I think that this season brought back my love for Mariah and my love for Mariah at Christmas.
Yeah.
I really do think so. And I do think that I was right. And this was my favorite season so far. So
I don't know if I could pick a favorite season. I feel like they've all delivered in very different ways. And I feel I just like the way that the podcast has been going. I like the fact that we have such a nice, loyal, strong following, regardless of like whether they agree with us or whether they don't. So thank you, Lambs. Like, we like all of your comments, you know, whether you like something or not, whether you like a post, you know, there's always something for people to comment on. And I really like the fact that we can have that conversation that like transitions beyond the podcast. So it's really nice. So thank you for continuing to stay with us. Thank you for continuing to listen and enjoy us and follow us, and long may it continue. Okay, so I think that calls the end of day 11.
Oh, I said one more day.
Just one more sleep, guys.
Just one more night.
Yeah, that was day 11. Thank you for enjoying the 11th day of Mariahmas with the Obsessed podcast. Thank you for listening, Lambs. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. Follow us on all social media platforms at The Obsessed Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow for the final, the 12th day of Mariahmas. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.